you know, we managed to bring it back to a two-point game at one stage after being down 12. And it's exciting knowing that when we put that much intensity, that much pressure on at the defensive end, good things can happen. And I thought Bryce in particular stood up and almost won us the game.
It's a hardcore press like that. Can you do that for the entire game, or do you have to be just here and there tactically?
Yeah, it's more of a tactical thing. If you do it the whole game, it normally results in a lot of layups. Teams, you know, soon find out how to break it. But in saying that, it obviously works. So in hindsight, I wish I'd called it on a little bit more. But, you know, hindsight's a beautiful thing. So who knows if it would have worked had we done it from the start. But full, you know, compliment to New Zealand. You know, Kirk Penny in particular I thought was fantastic. And just the way he can read the game and manage to get some easy layups just with a few interesting manoeuvres he makes, or you know, veteran moves that he makes, and he was particularly good for them.
Slater's obviously been ridiculous that you changed, whether you win or lose, you go up or down, dramatic every single time. But the series element of it now is becoming really, really important. Is that something you start to focus upon now?
Absolutely. You know, we've barely spoken about the ladder all year, to be honest, you know, regardless of whether we're in eighth position or second position. But in saying that, this back end of the year, we know how important it is to win the series against Sydney and Melbourne, these upcoming series that we've got that'll be pending on a win or a loss and then points margins. So it starts next week with our third game against Melbourne. We can clinch the series if we win that game and not have to rely on that final game of the season when we head over to Melbourne.
So how much do you actually discuss the series element? Is it raised a lot in conversation, or is it just we know what we have to do?
We're aware of it going into every game. It's one of the first slideshows that we have is where the series is at the moment, you know, how many games, wins and losses and point differential. But in saying that, you know, it's a pretty simple one against Melbourne. We need the win from a ladder standpoint, and it clinches the series for us. So it'll be pretty simple for us, win the game on Saturday, and a lot of great things come from it. Oh, they're a fantastic team. You know, you look at their backcourt in particular, and Ware and Goulding, and they can put several points up on the board. And then they've got some great guys in the interior, and I believe David Anderson's going to return. And, you know, he's a four-time Olympian, he's a vet, he's won a lot of championships worldwide. And if he does suit up for Melbourne, that's a huge plus for them.
Is it Mark's
250? Yeah, it is. I was oblivious to it that it was going to be my 250th game until yesterday when I sent a text. So it's always nice to achieve these milestones, but it's just another game. And if we can, you know, go out with a win against Melbourne, then that'd be the perfect way to celebrate it.
250 is
a stat. Yeah, it makes you feel old more than anything. So, look, you know, it's been a privilege to play 250 games in the NBL, with the huge majority of that being with the Wildcats. So it's something, you know, I'm sure that when I retire and start thinking about things I've achieved, it'll be nice to reflect on how many games I play. But in the meantime, it's more about this season.
Can you remember your other milestone games? Is it something that sticks out?
I think we've had a couple of wins. I'm sure someone will tell me how we've gone. I say that now and someone will probably tell me we lost by 20 in my last milestone game. But from what I remember, I do believe I won my 200th game. So, you know, maybe it's a good omen for me.
So they don't talk it up too much within the team and milestones?
No, not at all. I remember, you know, when Shawnee celebrated a couple of his massive milestones, that is something you get behind. It's a special achievement. But when you've got a guy like Sean who's probably played 600 games, I don't know what he's at now, then my 250 looks petty.
Who will you chase around this week? As I mentioned, Ware and Goulding. Who's more likely to get most of your attention?
I like to pick up the point guard just so I can try and pick up full court. And so usually Ware will have his ball in his hands first and foremost from an outlet pass. So I'll try and get after him. But in saying that, they've got a lot of great players and we've got some good defenders. So it's going to be, you know, a nice, interesting battle of, you know, can our defence stop their offensive prowess?
It's contrasting styles. They want to shoot the house out.
Yeah, they like to run and gun, and they've got the offensive weapons to be able to do that and put up plenty of points on the board. So it's about limiting the one shot first and foremost. We've got to lift our rebounding game, and then secondly, enjoying, you know, getting stops, getting out and running, and backing ourselves offensively. When you look up the court and you've got, you know, Bryce on one wing and Casey on the other, it's a pretty nice thing to have as a point guard.
Do